It is June 24, 2025. The world is watching the Middle East, and suddenly major announcement drops on Truth Social. US President Donald Trump comes out and says, Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire. He even gives it a name, the 12-day war. Now, wait a second. Just a few hours before this, Iran had fired 14 missiles at a US military base, Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. So how does a missile attack suddenly turn into a ceasefire? Let's break it down. Trump says the ceasefire will happen in two phases. First 12 hours, Iran stops firing. Next 12 hours, Israel follows. After 12 hours, peace officially begins. But here is where it gets interesting. Before Iran fired those 14 missiles, they apparently gave an early warning to the US and Qatar. It's like saying, hey, just letting you know, missiles incoming, take cover. And you know what? The warning saved lives, no casualties. Now think about it. In today's world, even missile attacks come with a heads-up message. Now, this doesn't look like a full war. It was like a symbolic slap. It's like Iran was saying, you bombed us, we'll respond. But we don't want a full-scale war. Just let us save face. And then Trump jumps in with his I fixed it all tone and says, look, peace is happening because of me. But there is only one problem with this. Neither Israel nor Iran has confirmed the ceasefire. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi even tweeted, there is no formal agreement. We will stop only if Israel stops first. And the final decision will be made later. What about Israel? Silent. Not a word from Netanyahu's office. The Israeli military? No comment. In fact, Israeli jets were still bombing Iranian cities, just minutes before the ceasefire deadline. Even Iran is also firing at Israel. A new wave of fighting has started. So what's really going on here? It seems like Trump wanted to paint a picture of peace, even if it wasn't real. Like he's saying, I created peace, now clap for me. But behind the scenes, Iran is nervous. They feel this ceasefire could be a trap. They are thinking, what if Israel and US use this movement to strike when we least expect it? And guess what? That fear is not without reason. Because nowadays, wars are not just fought with missiles. They are fought with misinformation. Social media is flooded with AI-generated videos, fake news, old footage passed off as new, and manipulated images. And who is leading this wave of AI content? It is America and China. Yes, you heard that right. The US is using AI to push a pro-Israeli and pro-American narrative. And China is also not sitting idle. They are pushing pro-Iranian content. It has now become a war of algorithms and propaganda, not just bombs and bullets. And people are confused. What's real and what is fake? The same thing even Pakistan did during Operation Sindoor, celebrating victories online, while the reality on the ground was completely different. But let's be honest, Pakistan does not have the technological capability to run high-level propaganda through algorithms. That's where China steps in. If you look closely at many of the online comments, you will notice something strange. Usernames that are weird mix of Chinese and Muslim names. That is a clear sign of poor AI-generated identities, most likely created to push fake narratives and pose as real people online. So where does that leave us? Right now, only the American president is talking about peace. Iran is unsure. Israel is silent. Missiles are still flying. And AI is rewriting the story. Now, in the middle of all this chaos, one thing is clear. The truth is the first casualty of war. And this time, it's not just bombs. It's tweets, fake videos, and deepfake diplomacy. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.